is 3:36 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on a Thursday afternoon. It's actually warm outside right now, one below the current temperature in Fargo. And like everybody always says, isn't it amazing how warm one below feels when we've had 20 or 25 below temperatures and 35 and 40 degree below wind chills? One below with some sunshine actually feels okay. Jim Fugley is a very popular blogger from Bismarck, North Dakota. We had him on the show, I believe, about a week and a half or so ago to talk about the extraordinary places proposal put forth by Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Jim has been plugged into this as well as anybody in the media or out of the media in the state, and he's followed this very closely. And I think what Jim is going to tell us today is that we're going to be hearing some bad news when it comes to the extraordinary places proposal that Wayne Stengem put forth. But let me allow him on the show to put this in his own words. Let's welcome Jim Fugley of the Prairie Blog to the Mike McFeely Show. Good afternoon, Jim. How are we doing?
Well, hey, Mike, just fine. You're right. The places are getting a little extraordinary, a little less extraordinary as the days go by.
There was an Industrial Commission meeting yesterday. I believe that the proposal was tabled, which means they're just kicking it down the road a little bit. But you have some insight that this thing isn't going the right direction for those of us who want to see some of these places preserved.
No, I'm nervous that what's going to come out of this is that something that really doesn't have a lot of meaning to it. There's probably going to be something approved by the Industrial Commission at some point this spring, but whether it's meaningful or not is the big question. I kind of liken it to death by a thousand cuts. This started out as a proposed administrative rule. It became a policy yesterday. It kind of became a statement of intent with a amended policy attached to it. And frankly, I'm just not sure that what happens is going to be significant. That's not to say we shouldn't keep trying. We should still encourage the governor and the attorney general. We don't need to deal with the agriculture commissioner. He's pretty much not going to vote for anything that's going to help try to make special places stay special. But I think we need to still keep some pressure on the governor, who's going to be the key vote here.
A cynic will say, and I'm certainly that, and you are too, that the oil companies have had time now to get organized and to rally their forces to try to squash this thing. If we said that, Jim, would we be inaccurate or would we be off the mark on that?
No, you're right, Mike. It was pretty obvious yesterday at the Industrial Commission. They flexed their muscles and the governor responded. The meeting started out, I walked into the meeting a couple of minutes before it started, and I swear I haven't seen that many black suits in a room since the last funeral I was at. It was just full of oil industry executives in their fancy suits, and I went, uh-oh, what's going on here? And the governor opened the meeting by saying, well, we're going to table this, the very first thing he said. We're not going to deal with this today. And then went on a little bit of a rant about how we can't be stepping on private mineral owners' rights, and we have to bring county commissioners into the picture, and so we need more time for comments. We've only had somewhere between 300 and 500 comments so far, so we're going to leave another month for comments. Anybody who reads the paper knows that Lynn Helms, the director of the minerals division, said, I just don't see much value in public comment.
Yeah, how about that, by the way? The director of minerals in North Dakota says, I don't see much value in public comment. I don't see much value in the public having any say what the hell we do in government in North Dakota. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I can think of a lot of governors that would have said, well, you don't need to be worried about that anymore because you're not working for us anymore if that's your attitude. And that's essentially you know, where the problem lies. The other problem is the way they have rewritten this policy itself. Let me just read the next to the last paragraph to you. It's four lines long here, Mike. It says, all comments shall be reviewed by the Industrial Commission Executive Director's designee, who shall summarize the comments received for the Director and the Division of Mineral Resources. However, the Mineral Resources Director is not bound to act on any comments. That's part of the rule. That's part of the policy they're adopting. They're saying you can comment people, but the mineral resources director doesn't have to act on those. So it's not just the director of the department. It's also the industrial commission saying it's okay. You don't have to pay any attention to those comments.
Well, then, if that's the case, then that this thing has no teeth whatsoever. Then, right?
It doesn't. You're exactly right. It doesn't in the form that it's written right now. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but my guess is that the governor is going to continue to be flooded with comments from the industry and their allies. They're going to come back with a stack of paper in front of them and say, look at all the people that are opposed to this. If they're going to pass anything at all, what they're going to have to do is water it down even more, I think, to get it passed. The reality is here that in North Dakota, Mike, the oil industry gets what it wants. That's just the reality. And anybody that gets in the way of that train is just going to get run over.
Jim Fugley of the Prairie Blog, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. If you just Google Jim Fugley Prairie Blog, you will find it on the internet. He does a great job of writing about what's happening in the state of North Dakota, particularly out west as it pertains to the gas and oil industry and all that that entails. So what is the hope here, Jim? What is our last hope as people who favor this and who want to put some sort of restriction? We're not trying to shut down oil. We're not trying to stop drilling, even though that fallacy was put out by the oil industry that we're always, it's all about stopping drilling. No, it's not. It's not about stopping drilling. It's about trying to look at the history of North Dakota and the special places in North Dakota and make sure that every damn one of them doesn't have an oil well on it at some point in our history here. What is the next step? Is this the last best hope? Are we done after this?
Well, you know, it would be nice to think that that all drilling permits would be examined by someone in the state government and those that are threatening wildlife habitat or national parks or other things on Attorney General Stenjam's list would at least be looked at by an agency head and have someone say, you know, you really ought not put that oil well there. Why don't you move it over a quarter of a mile to the south so it's not right smack in the middle of that woody draw where the deer like to go? I mean, that's what we're really looking for here. And that's what the original rule proposal and the original policy proposed. I think that's what people ought to ask the governor to do. The governor ought to get phone calls at 328-2200 and ought to get emails at governor@nd.gov that say, please be careful where you put the oil wells and adopt some kind of a meaningful policy. Without that, we're just going to continue to see the decline in wildlife numbers. We're going to continue to diminish the scenic value of the Badlands and other places out west. Those things are going to continue. So I really do encourage people to not give up right now. It looks gloomy. It looks like it's on life support, frankly. But enough public comment. If the governor only gets 500 more comments and they're all from the oil industry and none from those of us who care, you know what he's going to do. So people do need to contact the governor and let them know that they support a proposal with some teeth.
Well, and that's my next question for you, Jim, is how culpable, if that's the right word, for this happening are the people of North Dakota? Because if they don't speak up and they let the oil industry speak for them, then the oil industry is going to get what it wants. How culpable is the population for this?
Yeah, and that's essentially where we are today. What people need to understand is that we're about one-fourth of the way into this oil boom right now. We've got about 10,000 oil wells in North Dakota. We're going to 40,000. It's going to get awfully crowded out there. They're going to have a hard time finding places to put the last 10,000 oil wells, frankly, I think. But what they've done is they've used up now all the easy places to put them. Pretty soon they're going to start showing up in places they ought not be drilled. We've got to take matters a little bit into our own hands and let our leaders know. I use leaders in quotes, frankly. we're not getting much leadership out of the Capitol, and we're getting a little bit from Wayne Stensen, certainly, but that's about it. We got to let them know that we're concerned about it. If we don't show some concern, we're just going to get what the oil industry gives us.
Thank you, Jim. As always, great stuff. Come back again, okay?
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yep, you bet. Jim Fugley, The Prairie Blog. I would highly recommend you putting it in your favorites on your internet browser and going back to it often.